Okay, I would like to discuss today the minhag of a shamash. Shamash for the Ner Chanukah. Okay, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is primarily only to light one Ner. Min HaTorah, it's only Midrabanan, Me'ikar HaDin. A person is obligated to light one Ner every single day for the 8 days of Chanukah. 8 candles. That's all you have to buy is 8 candles. Every single day you light one Ner. Hamahadrin, everyone here is at least from the Mahadrin. Not only one Ner for the entire family, you have 10 children, 20 children, 30 people in your house, all you need is one Ner. Every single one of the family will light their own independent, individual Ner. So if a person has 10 children, he'll light one Ner, and every one of his children will light one Ner. The Hamahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. So according to Beis Shammai, you are the first night, every single one in the family lights 8, and then the second night they light 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. The first night, everyone lights 1, the second night you light 2, 3, 4. But the Gemara doesn't tell us anything about the Shamash. Right? There's no need to light a Shamash. Everywhere, I assume everyone here has a shamash, right? Everyone here has a shamash on their Ner Chanukah. You don't need to have a shamash. So why is that every single menorah that you buy in the store of Chanukiah has built-in 9 holders? There's 8 for the 8 days of Chanukah, and there's a 9th. And if the Chanukiah doesn't have the 9th, the Moicher is not going to be able to sell this Chanukiah even for free. No one's going to be willing to take the menorah out of the store. I assume that's the case. So where does it come from? So the only place it really appears is in the Gemara. So let me read the Gemara. I want to go through a couple of things very quickly relating to this inyan of the. It's a minuk. This that we have a shamash, it's a real minuk. It's not the Ikar Hadin that we are required to have a shamish sit at the side of our menorah. Let me read you the words of the Gemara. The Gemara tells us the laws of Chanukah. We learned yesterday. The Ikar location for the Neris of Chanukah is outside on the right, on the left side. The mezuzah is on the right, the Neris of Chanukah is on the left. Outside in the Rishus HaRabim. What is called Chutz? Rishus HaRabim or the Asar L'Chutz? Correct. In a Chanam, that's right. That's the Machlokes. But it's outside your home. It's not indoors. It's outside the home. In Hoya Darbali, we learned this yesterday. But let's say you live upstairs. You don't have a Pesach Pesach that faces the street. Manichoy B'chaloin. You put it in the window. This is from we discussed yesterday, the location. Asmucha L'Rishus HaRabim. Then we learned the third approach. Uvishas HaSakana. We discussed yesterday. What does it mean? Sakana. Many interpretations for sakana. Manicha al shulchanay v'dayay. Doesn't say anything here about a shamish. Omar Rava. Tzoruch ner acheres lehistamesh lo'ira. Rava says you need another ner to make use of its light. Now there's a big question. When Rava makes this statement, is Rava coming to comment only on the last case? The last opinion, the last location, or he's coming to comment on all of the locations. In other words, the Gemara really presents us with 3 locations. We discussed yesterday 4 locations. First location is outside. Second location is the Chaloin. The third location, Al Shulchanai. So Rava says, guess what? The nearest halalu kaidashem, the ain lana rishus lehishtamesh bohem. If you want to make use of the nair, so you need another nair. Vitzorich nair acheres lehishtamesh lo'ira. But wait a minute. If the nairos are outside the house, you're not going to use the nairos. If the nairos are and the chaloin, you're not going to use the neros. The only time when you're going to use the neros, you may be inclined to use the neros, is if the neros are on shulchanoi. And what?
You say the ner and the chutzar gives light if somebody's coming in or coming out.
Okay, that's possible. That might be possible. That's our dilemma. That's the dilemma that the Mepharshim deal with when Rav makes this thing that you need. That tzorich. Tzorich is a very powerful word. Tzorich. You need, because it's very likely you're going to be nichshol. It's very likely you're going to benefit from the light of the neros. So you need tzorich ner acheres lehishtamesh lo'ira. So this is one issue. The issue is when we have this requirement to have a ner acheres, is this only referring to sakana? where the ner is put al shulchanai, but where the ner is put on the Pesach Beis HaMichutz or Mibifnim or the Chaloy, then you don't need a ner acheres. Or maybe not. Maybe when Rav says that you require ner acheres l'shtamish l'oira, he makes this requirement even where the ner is outside your house mibachutz, because maybe on your way in and your way out you may come to be nene. So that's an issue. Then we go on to say something else. V'iiko medura. Let's say there's a medura. You're living in the home and there's electricity, and there's a fixture, and there's plenty of light. So you're not going to go up to your dining room table and start reading by the light of the menorah. V'iiko medura light sarich. Then you don't need to have another ner in order to lehishtameish loira. But the e adam choshev hu. But let's say you're a distinguished person, and it's not your derech to read by a bonfire. You're an adam. You're a very disciplined, distinguished person. You only read by candlelight. Then you may forget yourself and read by candlelight. Then adam choshev needs a ner acheres, even when there is a medura, there is a flame, there is a fire going in the house. Adam choshev u'avgav dik medura tzarech ner acheres. Okay, so this is the Gemara. There's a lot to discuss about this, but we'll come back to this in a few moments. But the point that I want to take out of this Gemara is this is the only place where there's such a concept called a ner acheres. The precise term for what we call a shamis is what's called in Chazal a ner acheres, another ner. What's the purpose? Just in case you want to derive benefit from the Neros Chanukah, whether it's accidentally, whether it's on purpose, being that there's a Ner Acheres, we will say that the Hanah that you derive benefit from is from this Ner Acheres. We today call this the Shamish. Why is it called the Shamish? Because the purpose is, if you want to be Lehishtamesh Le'oira, the word to make use. I think the average person interprets the word l'shtamish mean it's a servant. It's used to light the other neros. That's not really what it means. It means ner acheres l'hishtamish. The word l'hishtamish comes from the word shamash. If you want to make use of the light of the menorah, we will say that you're having pleasure from the shamash, not from the other ner. So that's why we call the ner acheres a shamash. Okay, now, let's discuss some of that. That's where it comes from. We'll come back and we'll discuss some of these issues as we go along. Now, the first thing is there are various minhagim that the shamash should be different. I think most of us, you have an oil menorah, so you have oil neros for Chanukah. And what about the shamash? It should be noticeable that this is the ner that we're going to derive benefit from in the event that we want to derive benefit. So it should be different. How should it be different? If your neros are oil, the shamash should be wax. If your neros or should be whatever, it should be different. It should be higher. Should be to the side. Different level, right. So there are different customs. Some people are very makbid that the shamash should not be oil. It should be completely different in the whole different type of candle, not just regular. And it should not be in line with the other areas. It should be higher, or lower in the center, in a different location. Now, let's go back a little bit. There's another issue. The other issue is, there is a minog. This appears to be a common minog among certain groups of people. I don't do this. I haven't seen anyone do this, but it appears to be very common by Hasidim where they have two shamashim. The Gemara talks about the ner acheres, the other ner lehishtam, that if you'll come to derive benefit, you'll be a ner acheres. But there's also the ner which you use to actually light the candles. That's another type of shamash. So some people have two shamashim. Let's say it's the 8th night of Chanukah. You have 8. You set up a 9th. The 9th shall be what the Gemara says, the ner acheres, that should serve as a heker, as a reminder that, well, I didn't precisely explain all the details. Let me just take a step back for one moment. There's another opinion that explains the reason why you need to have a ner acheres, not lehishtamesh la'ara, but a heker. It should be noticeable that these neros are Chanukah neros. Not a matter of deriving benefit. I'm not planning on deriving benefit. I just don't want an onlooker, if someone walks into the house, to think that this is my candelabra. This is what provides me with light. You light a ner acheres. This ner acheres indicates that all the neros on this side of the table are holy neros. It's not so much because if you want to derive benefit, you should derive benefit from this ner, not derive benefit from those neros. An additional ner is a revelation that the other eight neros are Chanukah neros. Based upon that, we put all of this together, many have the custom to have two shamashim, which means, let's say it's the eighth of Chanukah, you have your eight neros, and you right away set up a ninth ner. The ninth ner should be to the side, to the front, should be a little bit off on the side, or in the menorah in a special location. You then light your, what we call shamash number one, and this shamash will be used to light all of the eight neros, plus the ner acheres. When you finished, you don't blow it out. This shamash was the servant. It's like the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen, or like they compare it to a Malach in Shemayim, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Serafim Oindimimalo, angels, they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven. This candle is the servant. You don't just blow out the servant, that's not Derech Eretz. The servant remains standing. But you also need a Ner Acheres, another Ner, for two reasons. To show that these eight Neros are holy, and number two, just in case you wish to derive benefit, you need to read something, something important to be read, will say that the benefit that you're deriving is coming from the shamash, the ner acheres, and not coming from the eight neros. We don't want to use the shamash, the first shamash, for that purpose, because the first shamash is also holy in respect that it was used to light the other eight neros. So, sach hakol, the custom is, among certain people, to have two shamashim. The ner which you light with, it's doing the service, and the ner acheres, which is there for heker, and is there to derive benefit for mundane purposes, just in case you do need to derive benefit. Now, where do you put the shamash? So someone will say that the shamash they use to light is on the left, and the ner acheres is on the right. You continue, so the different minhagim of where you put the two shamashim. Now, we generally do not do this. It's not our custom. Our custom is only to have one shamash. It serves both functions. The one that you light, well, it depends. Some people do different things. If you have oil, so you light the shamash, and you blow out the shamash. Some people take the shamash, and they stick it into the holder. So each one has a maila. If you're going to light a shamash and blow out the original candle, what you're really doing is you're being mekayim the ner acheres, and the shamash, the servant, you're doing away with. If you're going to put the shamash there and you're not going to light an additional candle, you're losing out on lighting a ner acheres to serve as a heker. So it's a no-win situation. But among us Ashkenazim in this community, you don't see people lighting two neros, but when you're doing one or the other, you're going to light it, you're going to put the ner in the holder, or you're going to light an additional candle in the center, wherever it is. That's going to be what you call the shamash, and you're going to blow out the real shamash, which you're insulting the servant, you're dismissing the waiter. Why can't you let the waiter sit and enjoy the meal as well? You're dismissing, and the other ner you're lighting is going to serve as the echo. Okay, yeah, that's our custom, that's what we do. But it's interesting, this idea of having a double shamash. We only have one shamash, which means that sach hakol, how many candles do we have in total? 44. That's the magic number. The neros that are actually holy are 36. There are 36 neros over the entire Chanukah. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 equals 36. And then we have an additional 8 candles for a grand total of 44. Now, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya which is quoted by virtually all of the Sfarim that discuss Shamash. Serafim Oimdim Mimal Lo. The Serafim, which means the angels, stand. An angel is called one that stands. We discussed this in Daniel. Daniel asked one of those that was standing, and that refers to a malach. A malach is an oimdim, not a mahalach, like a human being. Mimal, above, low. Above, low him. An angel was standing above him. What is low? Low is Lamed Vav. The Shamashim stand above the 36 naros of Chanukah. Shamashim Imdim Mimal Lo. It's very, very beautiful remes. Now, in the Sifrei Kabbalah, they explain that the Shamash serves as a gift to the Satan. What does that mean? It's very straight. I have no idea what this means, but the analogy is we all know that when we wash Mayim Achronim. Why do we wash Mayim Achronim? To remove the Melech Sedomis. Now, Bizman HaZeh, we don't have this poisonous salt, so it's not really an issue. So the Mefarshim tell us you have to give a gift to the Satan. What does this mean? We don't know. On Yom Kippur, we have the Soyer HaMishtaleach. It's a gift, somehow, to the Satan. We don't know what this means. When we eat, we wash Mayim Achronim, a gift. Tefillin, we all wear tefillin, and there are some hairs that come out on the front of the tefillin. What are those hairs? That's a gift to the Satan. Spooky, we don't know what this means. But some of the Farshim tell us that in this same pattern of all the different even gifts, the Sarmish Taleach, Mayim Achronim, and the hairs in the tefillin, the Shamish is a candle that's mundane, that's given as a gift to the Satan. Don't bother us. Here's your bone, here's like a doggy bone, and therefore, do not bother us. Okay, now there's a very fascinating medrash, which is subject to much debate by the Satmar Rav and the Chasam Sofer and many others. The medrash, this medrash I've heard discussed in all different circles, they discuss this medrash. When they came to the Beis HaMikdash, there was no, the menorah was, everything was defiled, and they made the Chashmoim, after they conquered the Beis HaMikdash, they made a makeshift menorah. What do we mean? There was no menorah. The menorah was defiled, it was destroyed, it was stolen. They took their spears, their spears, their weapons, and they stuck them together, and they tied it, and they made a makeshift menorah. On the top, they put the shemen. The Medrash literally says they found 8 spears. 8. Now the problem is, the menorah only has 7 neros. We light the menorah for 8 days. Our Hanukkah menorah has 8 because the holiday is celebrated for 8 days. It commemorates the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, which has only 7. So it says when the Chashmen prevailed and they overtook the Yavon and they came to the Beis HaMikdash and everything was defiled and the menorah either was contaminated or the menorah didn't exist because it was stolen. So they made a makeshift menorah by putting together 8 spears. What? 8? Because it's not ma'akev. The menorah can be made from any material. The Torah says, ideally it should be made from gold, with the kaftarim, the prachim, the gevim. There's a way to make the menorah, but technically all you have to do is light 7 eros. So why does it say there were 8? So the Chasam Sofer, many other Mepharshim say there is a mistake. There's a toros hatfus. It should really say they took 7 spears, not 8. Tosatfos, because the menorah only had 7. The Satmar Rav says no, it's not a mistake. They took one additional spear to serve as a shamish. What do we mean? Why? When the Beis HaMikdash was kayam, everything was fine and good, and there was no construction, so the kohen only had to go in twice a day to light. He was able to make his way in the dark. It was not necessary to derive benefit from what was doing inside the Beis HaMikdash. But during this period of time, they were involved 24/7 in making repairs to the Beis HaMikdash. So they did not want to derive benefit from the menorah while it was lit. So therefore, they built temporarily for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash while they were doing the renovations and the construction to make the repairs, a menorah that had 8 holders. One served as the shamish. So the Satmar Rav says, this is the makor why we have a shamish in our menorah. Because of this medrash. The first menorah that was used in the Beis HaMikdash after they overtook the Yevonim and they rededicated the Mikdash, so for that first period of time when they're making repairs, they had no choice but to be in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, working 24/7 in the dark. And they need light. And they were afraid that they would derive benefit from the holy light of the menorah, which is forbidden. Therefore, they made a makeshift menorah that had 8 holders, and the 8th served as a shamish. So we, to reenact the miracle, we also have a shamash. It's a fascinating insight into the makor for a shamash going back from the time of the Yevonim, the Chashmonaim. Now there's a very famous medrash. The medrash says the remis for Chanukah. Chanukah always falls down Parshas Miketz, and it says that Tavoyach Tevach V'Hochein. Yosef said to the brothers, "I'm going to dine with you this evening, and tell my servants they should slaughter some meat and prepare. We'll prepare a feast. Let's get ready." In the evening, Yosef saw that they brought Binyamin. Binyamin was brought down to Mitzrayim, and we're going to all have dinner together. So get ready. And I know you don't trust my kashrus, so you know what? You go to the kitchen and you do the shchita. Tavoyach tevach, slaughter the animals, v'hochein, and prepare for the meal that we're going to have tonight, the reunion. We're all going to be together. We're going to the reunion because they didn't know that he was Yosef, for the meal we're going to have to. So virtually all of the Mepharshim tell us that in this parash of Mikesh, it's always the parash of Chanukah, this words v'hochein, it's a very strange remez, refers to Chanukah, because there are three words, tovayach tevach, right, slaughter the animals, slaughter the... It's a double expression which means do shchita, v'hochein, and prepare the meal. You take the last letter of the second tevach is ches, and vav hei chof nun, v'hochein, is Chanukah. The last letter of hochein is a nun. Tevach. Tevach, tevach, the ches of tevach is ches. Cha. Then go to the hochein, the nun is nun. Vav of the hochein is vav. Chanu, the hochein, hey chof, the chof, cha, and the hey of hochein is hey, spells out the word Chanukah. Because that's the remez. Tavoyach, tevach, v'hochein, these five letters spell Chanukah. What's very difficult is, what kind of remez do you have Chanukah when the remez starts in the middle or the end of the word tevach? So the answer is because the gematria of v'tavayach tevach, those two words, is 44. And 44, but Chanukah there are only 36 neros. Shamash. It goes to show that the shamash is also part of the sanctity of the... So really, the truth is, all these three words together represent the full Chanukah experience. The full Chanukah experience includes not just the 36, but the additional 8 for a total of 44. So if the remez in total is, the Ches V'Hochein represents Chanukah, but the first two words, V'Tavach Tevach, is 44. That's one approach. Another approach is, Tevach, on the 8th night of Chanukah, how many candles do you light? 8. Plus 1, the shamash, that's tes. 9 candles. How many candles do you light on the first night of Chanukah? Beis. So tevach is tes beis. 8, 2, last day, first day. Okay, it's a little bit of a remez. Now let's go a step further. Why so much do we focus on tevach? Now this is a nice one. Why so much do we focus on the tevach of Hochein? Because there's something about the shamash which is very critical, which is very, very important. The shamash represents the concept of preparation. The Chazal tell us that a person gets more reward for preparing for a mitzvah than he gets for the actual mitzvah itself. Erev Shabbos is a hachon. As I said, in this generation, Shabbos is not an issue anymore. It used to be after the war, people came to America. If you don't come on Saturday,
if you don't come on Saturday, and don't come on Monday.
So today, Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem, we don't have that issue. What is the issue today? Friday, the Hachana, there's something lacking in our preparation for mitzvahs. Chazal say that the preparation for mitzvahs is even greater than the mitzvah itself. What is the shamash? When you light the shamash, it represents Hachana, the preparation for the mitzvah, because you can't do the mitzvah. It's impossible to light the neros until you prepare by lighting the shamash. And in fact, some learn that with the shamash, not only do you use the shamash to actually light the neros, you should use the shamash to inspect the menorah before you begin. That was, even though we have electricity, but you should take the shamash, light the shamash, and with the light of the shamash, go up and down the menorah to make sure all of the 8 neros, all of the neros that you're planning on lighting, are in order. The oil is there, the wick is there, the wick is properly set, and you're all ready to go. The lighting of the shamash represents the concept of preparing to light the neros of the menorah. It's a beautiful idea. And when it comes to all mitzvahs, there's a very great importance in achana. What are the words there? Tevayach tevach, slaughter the animals, v'hochein, and prepare for the meal. So this expression, not only does it refer to Chanukah, not only does it have the gematria, the first two words of 44, which include the Shamashim, not only in the word Tevach, which leads into the Ches of Chanukah, is there 9 and 2, it also captures the essence of what the Shamash is all about. The concept of Hachana for a mitzvah. And Hachana for a mitzvah in many ways is greater than the mitzvah itself.
Hanukkah starts on Friday. You don't have
the cakes. This year, so we have it the next Shabbos.
The cakes. No. When Hanukkah starts on a Friday.
Yes, front of Friday. Yeah.
Then you don't have the cakes. It's Hanukkah.
You don't have mikates, so what do you...
So I have haftarah for mikates, or else you would never...
Uh-huh. Okay. So it's not every single year. Okay, it's a good point. Okay. It's okay.
This year's odd.
Okay. Kamat got everything I wanted to say. There's one few more... another very short remes that Chanukah is the only mitzvah where that you actually look at the neros. You make not only you make a bracha when you light the neros, lahalik ner shel Chanukah. You make a bracha if you see, you observe. It says that the eitz hadas, the nechmad lamare, was nechmad lamare. Nechmad is the gematria. Well, not the gematria. It's Rosh Tevos nun ches is ner Chanukah. Mem Dalet, Nechmat. Nechmat, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is unique from all the mitzvahs of Chazal. It's the only mitzvah where you make a bracha on seeing, well, talk about Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana is more of a renewal, but the Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah you make a bracha even if you see someone else light Ner Chanukah. It's Nechmat Lamare, Nechmat is Nun Ches, Ner Chanukah. Mem Dalet. What do you mean Mem Dalet? Only 36 Neros. Surah from the Mimalo. The Shamish also has an additional degree of Kedusha. Now, I once heard a very interesting Jewish, why we light an Ner Chanukah. And this goes back, let's take Pesach. On Pesach, Noshim, are they required to do Heseba? Are Noshim required to do Heseba? So the answer is no. Because it's not their derech. When a man eats, a man is a king, right? Men are from Mars. Women are only from Venus. When a man eats, he reclines. Nashim, they don't recline. They're servants. Can you imagine someone hearing me saying this now? They're just servants. They don't recline. Comes Shulchan Aruch and says that Bisman Hazeh Nashim Didan. Our women in our times, oh, they're different. They are chashuvas. They are distinguished. And noshe didon, recline. So the meaning of Zman Hazeh is noshim didon, our women, our generation, tamar shulchan aruch, are chashuvas, so we're safe. Right? Strike that from the record. They're safe. We're safe. Noshim chashuvas. Going back to the ikur makar for lining a shamish. The Gemara really makes no mention of this. Go back to the Sukkah. Okay, we have all these nice things, all these gematrias and Rashi Tevis and Inyanim Hachana and Sraf Maim Dimimalo. It has Kedusha. It's the Kohen Gadol. It's a Malach. All these beautiful things. Let's go back to the source. The source is lighting Ner Chanukah. Ner Tanur Rabbanon. Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Lanicha Al Pesach Beisim Mebuchutz. Put it outside. How many you put outside? One. You want to be mahadir, put everyone will put one, and you want to be mahadir, so you put 8. If you live upstairs, put it by the window. Hasmuchu l'rishu saradim. U'mashas ha-sakana, put it on your dining room table. Manicha al-shulchan v'dayeh. Amar Rava, you know you should have a ner acheres. have a ner just in case. That's the shamash, right? The ner acheres have two. We learned there too. The ner acheres, I liked it very much. The ner acheres and the shamash. Don't blow out the shamash. It's not nice. Don't blow him out. He was the servant. He has kedusha. He's the servant. But you light a ner acheres. No. Tzarech ner acheres leshtamesh lo'ayra. Okay. But what happens if you have a medura? A medura. Let's say you're living in a house and you have a bonfire, you have a fireplace. I don't need to read. I don't need to read the New York Times by the candlelight. I can read it by the fireplace. V'mayim medura lo tzarech. But let's say you're an Adam Chashuv. Oh, Adam Chashuv. It's not the derech of an Adam Chashuv to read the New York Times by the fireplace. An Adam Chashuv reads the New York Times on the dining room table with one little ner. The Adam Chashuv, he afagav dika medurat tzarech ner acheres. I once heard a drush. The reason why we have a ner acheres bizman hazeh is because bizman hazeh, just like all of the noshim are chashuvos, and that's what they do as seba, every person in this generation is chashuv. It's a covet for the person. A beautiful idea. We think, what's the shamish? The shamish is because it's the servant. It's the servant for all the ner. It's when you use it to light. You can't light. How are you going to light the neros? You're going to take 8 matches. The match industry will go out of business. Everyone's going to have 8. They had a study of how much carbon emissions. I read 2 years ago how much carbon everyone with some sugar in the rose. And that everyone this year should save the environment and they should light one less Hanukkah candle. And they made a calculation of the population of Jewish people and how much each candle carbon emissions, the greenhouse gases, carbon emissions. So if everyone will light one less candle, will save the environment. There won't be global warming and there won't be any hurricanes or any problems in the entire world. If everyone will just light one less Hanukkah candle. Mr. Gass, okay. But here we have, but why do they? Because you have to light, right? No, it's not. It's the ner. It's because you shemelish, and you might come to use the light of the Hanukkah candle, but that's not going to happen today. We have electricity. We're talking about Chazal. But if you're an Adam Chashuv, the derech of an Adam Chashuv is not to read by Madura. It's to read by Kikanat. But we still minigav asenu biyodenu. The ner acheres that everyone lights is for the kavod of the Madlik. You are an Adam Chashuv. If you're an Adam Chashuv, we need for you to have a ner acheres because you would light, you would read by regular ordinary candles. So it's kvoida shel Adam, nothing to do with the neros, nothing to do with seraf ma'amdim imalo. All the it's to be mechabed. The people in the bayis, to mechabe the children, mechabe the one, whoever is lighting, Chazal say light a shamas because you want to be mechabe. You, giving you like shishi, giving you shlish, whatever you like, shishi. Adam chashuv tzarech ner acheres, a whole different look at the purpose of a shamas. Okay, that pretty much concludes a shamas.
Yeah, number nine.